This is a production of Cornell University.
Student Assembly Meeting, April 29th, 2010.
Are we starting to record?
Randy.
I said that to
Moving on to approval of the minutes from April 22nd meeting. There's been a call for acclamation.
Second.
And the second, seeing no. Sorry? What's the time? Just email the amendment to us, and then the clerk will make the changes. All right. So including that amendment, are there any others to last week's minutes? Okay, the minutes have been approved. Now we'll move on to open microphone. If any member of the audience would like to address the essay on an item that is currently not on the agenda, you may do so now. Okay, now we'll move on to the trustee election announcement. Congratulations to Nighthawk Edinson for being the graduate student. And yeah, please step up. Does anyone have any questions or comments for Nighthawk? All right, thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Now we have an AP update from Representative.
Okay, so this past Monday night, we had a meeting with the advisory council. The advisory council, usually the alumni group, the alumni who run AAP, and we met with them on Tuesday morning, off 8:30 in the morning, and we talked to each of the department teams and talked about two training tools for each of the departments. And it was a lot of information came to light in the meeting, especially concerning art students, and a universal topic was how fragmented the three departments are and how we don't work together. And surely it will be coming within the near future and how we resolve those issues. Also, if you haven't noticed, streets have been blocked. Bureaucrats have been blocked recently by huge trucks coming in with COVs and everything. So this part of the field right now, the new hall has finally been constructed for them. But if you're interested in that, there's a link that I can see that they can get a Twitter link and a Facebook link that has a profile and a flash organization of that somebody knows about it. If you're interested, we'll get it.
All right, thanks. Next, we have a Campus Life Student Advisory Committee announcement by VP Kumar, Representative Gillen.
Thanks. So, again, as I mentioned last week, the Campus Life Student Advisory Committee is looking for new members for next year, so we're especially interested in people who are... We're especially interested in people who are living on campus next year, so especially SA members and other involved people. If you guys are interested, please let me or Adam Gillen know.
All right, thanks. Next up is End of the Year Summaries by VPN.
Yeah, you're here. Well,
it should work. Why isn't this going on and off?
All right, so End of the Year Summaries. That is, goes for all current Assembly members. Please give me three facts or three things that you're proud of that you accomplished this semester. This will help with the end of year report, and this will help with the end of the PR, you know, PR list at the end of the semester in the last week. I'm still accepting newsletter summaries. If you want to give me a 200-word brief summary of one thing that you did, maybe the Public Service Committee. I know I just got Andrew Brockman's for R24. Please send it to me as soon as possible so I can get this newsletter done. Also, for new Assembly members for next year, you need to send Natalie Raps, even if you're also in the audience, you need to send Natalie Raps your information about you, you know, just like three facts, where you're from and all that stuff, so Natalie can compile her press release for next year's Assembly if you want to send it out this year. So you have to do that before, right before this weekend. And finally, I would like a motion to move RA2 to business of the day.
Second. You
got
a second for that?
Second.
All right. RA2 will be moved to business of the day, and if I can remind the parliamentarian to distribute the voting placards, that would be great. Okay. Next up is a Lights Out Cornell announcement by Representative Rabarat.
Yes,
Lights
Out Cornell, I don't know if Julie hopefully he'll be at the next meeting. But he's been doing some great work. Basically, I know you guys are all very familiar with this, but Lights Out Cornell, the company we have that on campus, because there were lights left on the classroom, that was very sufficient to wait for people behind.
Jolly on, just walking.
We need to do 75. 79.
As a result of this, if we've gone ahead and taken the task force, task force is comprised of myself and four aspects of students. And over the past few months, we've worked to get procedures, get websites, get documentation for how we can mobilize the student volunteers to become white across campus. I'm pleased to resolve it, pleased to announce that our pilot program is now concluded. We've been running about a month and a half. So far, we've turned off over about 30 weeknights, 15,000 lights.
Wow.
That corresponds to about $500 for the for two buildings over the course of the last year, and 1.75 tons of carbon dioxide.
Wow.
That represents less than 1% of the building we have.
Any questions or comments for Jolio? I have to say you did a phenomenal job. I know, you know, we've been working on this with you since its inception, so thanks for all your work. Thank you. All right, next. Next up is a Trust Council fundraising announcement by Representative Brown.
I've been working with class council to kind of raise awareness of different events, and class council has actually decided to do an IBC-wide fundraiser for Save the Children, which is an international nonprofit about quality education around the world for all students. So not only is Cornell competing in it, but it's all the other Ivy League schools, and we're basically trying to raise the most money. So the first event that's going to kick off this year-long fundraiser is actually the Cornell Finance Talent Showcase, which is tomorrow, 7 p.m. at Bailey Hall. For everyone that's going to be here next year, you can look forward to the student assembly working a lot with the class councils in order to raise awareness about a lot of different organizations that need help throughout the world. So I think this would be a great event for all student assembly members to come to, all future student assembly members to come to, and anyone from the audience to participate as well. So once again, 7 p.m., Bailey Hall, tomorrow night. I would definitely encourage you all to attend. So thanks.
Thanks, Nala. Also, I would like to commend any and all SA reps who either shaved their head or donated in support of Kevin Valentine's successful fight against leukemia. And also, I would welcome anyone in the audience who would like to donate to leukemia research to go ahead and give it to Vicky LaSalle, who will be going around collecting donations. Now, on to business of the day. Let's skip ahead to upholding Cornell, Resolution 82, upholding Cornell's Codes of Conduct by VP Andrews, Phil Eden, William Peterson, Alex Barz, and Casey Street. Yep. Uh, 83 is business of the day, 84 is new business. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so I'm gonna pass the mic off to the real sponsor.
From the Cornell Student Union Sweatshops and the Cornell Organization for Labor Action, as well as 28 student organizations that have signed on in support of our effort to get Cornell to finish contract with Nike, which is the gist of what the resolution is saying. Nike was the main purchaser from two factories in Honduras that shut down in early 2009, and the workers there still owed over $2.2 million in severance pay, according to Honduran law. The factories also weren't paying, they were taking taxes out of the workers' paycheck and pocketing it instead of forwarding it to the country's national health system, which resulted in one of the workers who wasn't able to get access to cancer treatment because they weren't signed up to the health care plan, and one of the workers died. And that was the first time the workers found out, when that worker wasn't able to get coverage, that their tax money being taken out of the paycheck wasn't going to the national health insurance plan like it was supposed to. Nike didn't own these factories, but according to the collegiate licensing company's code of conduct, which Cornell is a co-signer on, Nike is responsible for the conduct of its subcontractors, and these two factories were subcontractors. An independent investigation by the Workers' Rights Consortium, which is an independent monitoring organization, found that the majority of apparel being produced in these two factories was being sold to Nike, and the majority of that was in the collegiate market. So it's very obviously applied, the code of conduct very obviously applies to this situation. It's Schedule 1.1 says that Nike is responsible for the conduct of its subcontractors in that code of conduct, and Schedule 1.2A, which says that companies, subcontractors and companies have to adhere to local law. Sounds like a pretty simple thing, but something doesn't really happen. So because this is such a clear violation, we're calling on Cornell to get a contract with Nike. You have a resolution in front of you. It's supported by 28 student organizations, and many more students sign on every day in order to spread. If there's any questions, we're happy to answer.
One minute. First, we need to have a result box. Instead of having a match determined, just to make it more appropriate procedures, we change that to believe.
Sure. Yeah. All right. The change has been noted. Believe. Okay. First on speech with the CPD.
Yes. I mean, I absolutely agree with you, Phil. Thank you guys for coming. My only question in regards to the collegiate apparel rule is, was that in place before Nike contracted with the university, or was that put in after Nike contracted with the university? Okay. Then I think it's absolutely open to shut. Always.
Please come on.
So in terms of, I guess, oversight, so in terms of the university assembly has a certain amount of oversight over the practice of the Cornell stores, have you guys investigated sort of what levers they can pull to sort of enforce this?
We've been in direct contact with the Cornell store, Gary Swisher, and been talking with him directly.
Great. And do you see any progress being made in the future?
I don't want to speak for
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Yield to Brockman.
Thank you all for coming. I think this has worked out. It's a great resolution. I would recommend also that you bring it to the university assembly because they have direct legislative authority over the campus store. So just keep that in mind.
All right. Representative Ockenpoe.
Yeah, I was on the convention, but also I was a student, but I love it. But I said, do you know how much Cornell, like Nike, because of how much we support it? Like how big of a splash we made by, like, not taking, not buying the products?
So,
do you want me to go down?
Okay. Represent Glasser?
This area is more than a year. Has happened. Have any of the universities or groups decided to punish Nike in any way?
Yes, the University of Wisconsin Madison under former provost Vinnie Martin is actually the only other school that's done that. And the reason for the delay is that Nike, for instance, that they didn't
have
to do so there needs to be an independent investigation to find out if that was true. There was another independent investigation to find out if it was leading to peril or not, and all those things just take some time. And then we reached the point in the negotiations with Nike where we determined that they're not going to solve the issue. They don't have a final role. And the cutting of the contract was like a month ago.
Or Zebra.
I think that this is a great resolution, and I think this shows like all student organizations and anyone else on the campus that this is what the student assembly is here for, so I really applaud you guys for coming up. With that, I'd like to call the question.
Second.
Going for a hand vote?
Second. Yep. We're going to go ahead and do a hand vote, but before that, since this is a recommendation, we will allow the community to have a vote. So all those in favor of the resolution, please raise your placards. All right, we have 15 in favor, all those against. And, okay, so the community has a vote of 2-0 since it's 15-0. And now we'll have the vote of the assembly members. All those in favor of the resolution 82, please raise your hands. All those against. And any abstentions? All right, do you have the final count? Oh, yeah, I think it was 16. Is that right?
Did you vote, sir? Yes, did you vote?
All right. By a vote of 16-0-1, the resolution passed. Oh, 18? 18-0-1, the resolution passed. Okay, now moving on to Resolution 75, Appendix B changes. By Representative Danzer and Mike Black.
All right, so Packer and I were talking a little bit, and we came up with a couple of small amendments to our 75 before we go into further discussions. The first one is
they want to change
the word gender to get. Mainly because gender and gender identity and expression are essentially redundant terms, but sex was not included in the resolution, we realized, so we simply swapped those words. Then in Part A, we made the club sport language basically more similar to the chorus language, that way it was more consistency. And then we also included two also as well to maintain consistency and throughout the document and maintain language. So we're going to motion to amend this with those changes.
What is that, Brian?
Okay, are we accepting the motion?
Sure.
The motion?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, was there any dissent?
No dissent.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So my questions are aimed at Mr. Wacker. I'm about to ask you a series of yes or no questions.
Is this in regards to the amendment or the resolution?
This is the resolution. I think the amendment, no one accepted, right? That
nope. Yeah.
So I'm about to ask you a series of yes or no questions.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, go ahead. Maybe you have to.
And if you feel you cannot answer neither yes or no, tell me in advance so that I might have a chance to
phrase the question for you. Yes. Okay. So this year you served as a columnist for the Cornell Daily Sun, correct?
Correct.
And in your capacity at the Sun, you have written about both the anti-discrimination laws passed by the University Assembly and Resolution 44, correct? And in one of your columns dated December 2nd, when referring to the UA's anti-discrimination clause, you stated that, and I quote, "At the beginning of the article, we made a claim that discrimination was bad. Now we must instead argue that it is comparatively worse to violate both Chi Alpha's freedom of religion and freedom of association." Is that right?
I wrote a lot of
quotes. So, would you like me to refresh your recollection after the meeting, or do you trust that you wrote those words?
30 seconds.
Okay. I'm going to ask for a motion to extend. I know you guys talked for a long time. Okay. So, you said that. Just take my word for it. And another one of your columns, dated February 24th, when referring to Resolution 44, you stated that restricting, I quote, "restricting Student Assembly Finance Commission funding is not an option." Didn't you? Did you say that? Yes or no? Yes. Okay, good. So even so, you believe that this resolution, Resolution 75, would be acceptable. Don't you?
That's time. Are there any motions to extend?
I'll
extend.
Thank you. There's been dissent.
Are you kidding me? You guys speak like 10
all right. No. All right. You can get on the second speaker. The CBB.
I think that, you know, throughout the Chi Alpha issue and throughout all of our conversations about discrimination and about various discrimination practices, really what we've gone back and forth trying to do is look at this issue really as a very nuanced issue, trying to come down very strongly on those rights that we want to protect among groups, but also really allow the marketplace of ideas to flourish and allow each group's diversity and the diversity of all student groups to flourish so that we're not quelling or quashing, quashing, I don't know if that's a word, we're not quelling or trampling on people's diversity, but rather we're using our ideas to encourage and persuade others to come around if we disagree with them, if we think that they're wrong. So what I think that this resolution, R75, really does is the great balance that's struck between putting in our power of the purse as the student assembly a strong mandate for non-discrimination and for equal treatment, but also to recognize that there are circumstances where freedom of association does come into play. And I'm really, really happy with the balance that you guys have struck in this resolution. And, I look forward to voting on it in a couple minutes.
All right. Let's say that.
All right, so I spoke to both of you guys about this resolution. At first, I did vote for Jeff Mack's original resolution, and I really respect the fact that you came back and you guys worked together to think of a resolution that basically melted the two together. I know that our first resolution was not actually accepted by President Jordan, so I think this is a good resolution that I think we can send to him. We can put our name behind it and proudly pass an anti-discriminatory resolution without all the ambiguities and constraints that come upon what's going on outside of Cornell and throughout the Supreme Court system. So I would really, really recommend that all student assembly members vote yes on this resolution. I'm excited to hear what Representative Bronfman has to say later, but I really do think that this is a good blend of both of your issues and the things that really need to happen on the university and would evoke great change. So I totally support this and I'm really excited to vote on it.
So I think, you know, again, this is an issue that is much more nuanced, as E.G. Basil said, and can't be broken down into yes or no answers this way. So I want to commend you for working so hard over the last semester. You know, the bottom line is President Gordon gave us a specific task in order to move forward and instead focus on, you know, how the student assembly funds all these groups. And I think that you guys have done that. You know, you easily could have just kept fighting windmills for a semester, but it was great that you came up with a constructive solution and worked with folks who disagreed with you. And as the speakers have said, I think this resolution strikes absolutely the right balance, and I think it follows with what President Gordon has said. He's expecting to sign this very soon, and it'll go into effect next semester. So thank you for all the hard work, and I call this question.
There's been a cause question, there's been a second, there's been dissent, so now we're going to vote. All those in favor of voting, please raise your hand. 14. All those against? And abstentions? By a vote of 14-5-1, we're going to go ahead and vote. Will the clerk please call the roll? This is the charge.
Yes.
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 Abstain.
By a vote of 16-1-2, the resolution passed and will be forwarded to
you. I would just like to thank you all very much for all the hard work you've put in over the past semester on this issue. I know I've bothered many of you with multiple emails on multiple different things, and I really appreciate all the hard work that you all put in, especially my co-sponsor, Mike Wacker. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. And now without... Thanks, likewise, Mike. And now, without further ado, I'd like to welcome the president of Cornell University, David Scorton, and the VP for Student Academic Services. President Scorton, thank you for meeting with us today, and I'd just like to mention that I dedicated today's shirt to you for signing on to the Dream Act. I have Thank you. Okay, now, go ahead.
Do I have to wear
this
shirt
after you? If you'd like, it's totally up.
I'm kind of unsure about the sketchy Justin kid, but other than that, it looks good. I've been called for it. Yeah, you'll be killed first.
So I just had a question in terms of the process of filling these. I think in our charter, you know, we're supposed to have at least somebody, you know, sitting in during the SSC commissioner, whatever, the appointing process. Do you know if that happened this year or if there are plans to do that in the future? Because I think, you know, one of the big problems we've seen throughout this year is a lack of communication between the SSC just by the nature of how both organizations work. So maybe having, you know, an SA person more regularly attend the application process would be beneficial. Do you know if that happened this year?
Yeah, I don't think it happened actually.
Okay.
I'm aware of that. So
I mean, I guess you were on the other side of the table. Yeah,
sure.
Okay. I'll call this question.
I'll
yield to.
No, wait.
VPN.
Yeah, I just have a question on quick note. How many of the members are in Delta Sigma Pi?
I just don't know. A couple of them.
4 of 12?
I don't know.
I mean, how many people in Lenora?
Okay. Well, all right. That's my question. All right.
Who's next on the speaker list? Any motions? All right. We're going to go ahead and call this question. Let's have a roll call.
What did you say?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.